brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The third and final hour. Another interesting guest joining us coming up in a few minutes. I know we've had callers holding forever, but we've got our guest on with us. Real fast, Barbara in Texas, comments on what our guest Richard Stallman was saying there at the end of the hour about open source or slash free software.
Well, I agree with him. Semantics are incredibly important, and it's also incredibly important to understand what you're vulnerable to when you are on the internet. I'm a film and software editor as well, and I never ever allow my editing machine to touch the internet. In fact, the machine we have connected to the internet we refer to as the virus pig. One more question for Dr. Stallman is, before the web, we used to use the internet with just numerical addresses and commands, kind of like similar to DOS. Can we still access that?
Well, I should point out that host names existed since the beginning of the Internet. The web is a particular protocol for how to pass data around on it. So those are two different issues. But, yes, all the other Internet protocols that existed still exist.
That's BBS.
Is it any more or less secure?
I'm not an expert on security. And the thing is, what was or wasn't secure was a matter mainly of details, precisely what software are you using. And so there's no general answer.
Well, I know this. I'll just throw this in. Most of your identity fraud is big companies selling bulk packets of information to other companies who then sell it openly to fronts for criminals. Then they claim the whole Internet is a big problem when that's about 20% of the actual problem.
Well, we use all of the Mozilla and Peer Guardian and all of that on the computer, and it's extremely helpful. But
I hear you. I got to jump to the next person. I promise I'll go to Mike in Louisiana. Last caller for our guest, Richard Stallman. Go ahead. You're on the air, Mike.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that the, how he said it was so easy for someone to pretty much write a little program that would allow him to bypass the RFID sensor. I just look at this with the overlapping with this DNA evidence. It's really who controls the database. And how this is going to...
You can fake DNA, you can fake fingerprints, you can also...
Yes.
Exactly.
What about two witnesses aren't needed anymore, you know?
Yeah, we're told DNA is 100%. Almost every major crime lab in the country has been caught framing people. Sir, comments on that, Mr. Stallman?
I'm no expert on it. I can only say that a lot of people who had been falsely convicted and even sentenced to death have been freed because DNA evidence showed they were innocent.
No, I agree. That's
it. It occurs to me that we could use this as a scientific study to measure the accuracy of trials, that with appropriate careful calculation, we could use those cases in which DNA evidence became available later, which is just a fraction, properly extrapolating the results of those.
So they've actually done those.
The correctness of the justice system in trials.
So they've done that study, but it's been in very small groups, so it can't be called completely scientific. But it's looking like around a third of the people on death row are innocent.
Wow. Yeah, it's very bad, isn't it? And,
well,
of course, that's if you're lucky enough to get a trial at all.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call, Mike. Great points. And I tell you, Richard Stallman, I'm really impressed with your information. I want to thank you for what you've done with free software, i.e. open source, and I appreciate you joining us and spending so much of your time with us.
And the way you can promote awareness of freedom in the issue is by calling it free software. Let the people who only care about how reliable and powerful it is, let them say open source.
Well, I agree. I mean, we shouldn't call pirate radio, but I have to say... I have to say, micro-broadcasting or community broadcasting, known as pirate radio.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much and take care.
Thank you.
Godspeed. All right, we'll be right back with Michael Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes into the second hour, second segment. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Eddie in England, Jose in Puerto Rico, Nathan in Austin, Texas, Gary in Ohio. Those are the four calls I'm going to take this hour because we've only got 51 and a half minutes. We've got Michael Rivero on with us, and he's just a great political mind and so much amazing research. He's the guy who really, on the Internet, in its virgin days, when it was just becoming somewhat popular with a few million Americans in the mid-90s, early 90s, started exposing the Vince Foster murder, things of that nature, and his website has been amongst the biggest on the Internet. I mean, many years before Drudge was out puttering around, Michael Rivero was there doing it at WhatReallyHappened.com. We're so honored that he would join us. He's going to be joining us the first Tuesday. Can't get my day straight here. The first Tuesday of every month. And so here he is on this December 6, 2005 edition. But I will go to our callers here soon because I know you've been holding throughout the last hour when we had a guest on about open source, i.e. free software. But going to Michael Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com, Michael, during the break, I said, what do you want to cover? Because, you know, I don't really ask my guests beforehand. I just want to have people on who I respect to get their views on things. And you said this congressman out in California with the millions of dollars, just admittedly, through fake companies. And now you've done research, which is always impeccable, that leads into whores and hotel rooms and basically total control that we already knew was there. I mean, hell, Barney Frank can have underage male prostitutes up in his bungalow, and it's what would be pedophilia anywhere else is no big deal. I mean, this is our imperial Rome, but give us your analysis on what's happening with Duke Cunningham and the rest of these people.
The story basically started out as a straightforward kind of bribery situation where Duke Cunningham admitted taking $2.4 million in bribes in various material objects, plus a payout that was disguised as the purchase of one of his older homes. And he has resigned from Congress, and he's been convicted, and he's looking at some serious jail time. And in exchange for his bribes, he steered a tremendous amount of defense contract spending to this series of companies, which on examination, most of them seem to be nothing more than false fronts. They're a street address, post office box, and a very fancy website, and not much else. The companies were linked then to these PAC organizations, which were funneling money back to various congressmen, and it just seemed to be this money laundering and kickback scheme going on. The story is continuing to break even today. There are some reports that some of these false front companies are now linked to CIA operations, that a lot of this money that was being siphoned off from the defense budget was being used for what are called off-the-book operations by the CIA, and it's beginning to shape up that this is a repeat of the Iran-Contra scandal, where the CIA was engaged in operations that the U.S. government, the U.S. Congress, rather, did not officially authorize, and resorted to some very questionable activities, including drug smuggling, to finance these projects because they were off the books. And this is starting to look like a repeat of that same situation.
Now, clearly I've seen the evidence of that, but why then burn Duke Cunningham? We know they've got the power to pull out the stops in most cases and stop a prosecution, or was it just so flagrant that the Duke has to fall?
I think that was really the case. It was so flagrant, and the CIA already has a lot of attention focused on it coming out of the Flame scandal, and in point of fact, this might be an attempt by the Bush administration, the White House, to put the focus onto the CIA and off of themselves, because, as you know, the CIA and the White House have very much been in conflict.
Well, we know CIA agents are blowing the whistle on fake intelligence, on torture. I mean, we've got real leaks that are going on that are not steam valve controlled disinfo ops, but that are real.
Absolutely, and this whole Duke Cunningham thing may, in fact, have been set up to embarrass the CIA in order to silence them. So what we've got here is one faction of the government, or rather two factions of the government, exposing the crimes of each other, and frankly, I think that's a very healthy thing, you know, if they both go down together in flames, outing each other's criminal actions.
So a little tit-for-tat war going on.
Absolutely. The very bad factionalization. Both sides are clearly very afraid, although I think the White House is far more afraid, given the CIA's past track record.
History shows us that this is what finally does bring down corrupt regimes and empires, is that their own people start fighting with each other. I mean, that's the separation of powers acting for us.
Well, there's that, and there's also the case of there is such an interlocked web of corruption, and it's almost like this structure is strung with piano wire, and the first time something snaps, the whole thing's going to unravel. And it looks like this might be happening because everybody's dirty laundry is getting aired
out. What about scandal fatigue, though? I mean, it's gotten so bad. I mean, we thought nothing could be worse than Bill Clinton. All of these scandals dwarf Bill Clinton. You were a pioneer exposing him, as I said earlier. It just seems to get worse and worse, and then we just kind of, you know, it's like your dog does his business on the floor, and we've just given into it and let the dog go, and now the floor is carpeted with the droppings.
Well, it's getting pretty bad out there, and I think part of it is that more people are paying attention, because as you were pointing out, when back in the days of Vince Foster, there were only a few websites like mine. I mean, we were out there before the word blog had even been invented, and we were finding what we could. But now there are far more of these blogs, and as a result, they are exposing more and more of this information and sharing it around. So, I mean, there's a great deal of what was going on in the Clinton administration that never really has become public.
And by the way, I'll tell you why the standard of the alternative media is much better than the mainstream media. We actually police each other. I'm not perfect. There's millions of you that find mistakes in what I do. You help us. We correct it. We want to correct stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we just get better and better. It's the same thing with you, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep telling my readers, don't trust anybody on the basis of personality. Just look at the facts and what makes sense. And I've made goofs. I make mistakes. I get teased a lot about my spelling is less than perfect all the time. But it is. It's a correcting mechanism that we have that you don't see in a lot of the corporate media. And as a result, not only are
we're kind of open source. We're open source free media, and so we're getting faster and better and larger, and they're getting more centralized, more control, trying to stop leaks. They're full of CIA and NSA and Department of Education operatives. That's being so they're getting more dinosaur like, whereas we're spreading.
We absolutely, and the mainstream media, they're losing audience, they're losing market share. There was another report today, the LA Times is having to let go of more people, and yet radio shows and websites like yours and mine, you know, we're exploding in our readership. We've upgraded our server 3 times this year so far, and we still can't keep up with the bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't like to toot our horn because it's frankly daunting, it's humbling, it freaks me out. I mean, when say, Infowars.com, which is one of 4 sites I have, when it's bigger than the Austin American Statesman, with all its classifieds, all its car ads, everybody checking moving listings, and then I've got other sites. You combine my sites, the more traffic than the Dallas Morning News, your site's gigantic. I mean, they've got to be hurting.
Yeah, absolutely they are, and they definitely resent us. And but at least they've given up trying to claim that we're all havens for child pornographers and Satanists and all the rest of that. So I think they finally come to realize that the phenomenon is here to stay. The Internet is becoming the dominant news media within the U.S., and it is a good thing because obviously, you know, going back to 2003 and looking at all the wars, all the lies that led us into the Iraq War, the corporate mainstream media was right there, hand in glove with the Bush administration, feeding these lies.
Yeah, they weren't fooled. They were willing accomplices.
Absolutely, and they're doing it again. Just yesterday we were seeing a story. Iran is only months away from nuclear weapons. That's almost word for word the claim they made about Iraq.
Well, they had the same people, Straw, who said 45 minutes we're going to get nuked by Saddam, running around saying Iran's going to nuke us.
Exactly. The same people, the same lies, and the mainstream media is still there, refusing to challenge, refusing to question, and they have completely failed in their self-proclaimed role as watchdog on government abuse, and that's where the blogs and the Internet sites have stepped in to fulfill that function within our society.
Where do you see this going with the Duke Cunningham thing? I mean, he's not debating it. It's not up for discussion. Millions and millions of dollars that he got personally for hundreds of millions of dollars of payoffs. I mean, are we going to see the companies that he's connected to go down? Look, earlier this year, Cynthia McKinney brought up the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and Rumsfeld didn't deny it. He just said, we're not going to talk about it. No, we're not going to let you see the books. I mean, we're not talking about a few million with Cunningham. We're talking about trillions, boys and girls.
Absolutely. There's a saying that we have over at our website that the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and it does sometimes appear that we're seeing that right now, with the money just pouring out of the country. And I think one of the things that is really going to anger a lot of people about Cunningham's escapade, which apparently was something like $700 million worth of defense contracts that went to companies that didn't actually provide anything.
Yeah, he's not even getting 1%. He also didn't cut a very good deal.
Yeah, he didn't get a very good deal for that. And at the same time, you see our kids who are over there in Iraq who don't have adequate supplies, who don't have adequate protection, that they're being killed because they're wearing bulletproof vests that don't stop bullets. And you realize what a tremendous racket this is.
And the guy that sold it to him, you know, has $10 million birthday parties for his daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. They're making vast amounts of money off of this. And meanwhile, our kids are left there in Iraq in a war that never should have been started. And they're there without adequate supplies and protection. And they're being killed. And even the ones who don't get shot at, they come home with lungs full of depleted uranium. And it's just terrible what that stuff is doing, not only to them, but to their children.
Well, that's another incredible thing. The Army's own manuals say it's deadly. Poison, radiation, particulate. And then these neocons get on the radio and say, no, it's good for you. It's all lies.
Yeah, it is, and I think we're just at a point where the neocons are just going to say whatever is expedient at the moment, and I think they're not hoping to be believed. I think it's just they're hoping that nobody's going to get mad enough to stand up and poke them in the nose and say, stop doing that.
Yeah, now it's, I agree, Michael Rivero, it's reached bravado now. Bush might start dancing around saying he's an Easter bunny tomorrow. I mean, and people go, well, you're not one. And he goes, yes, look, I have a fluffy tail. And you go, well, where is it? Well, you see it right there. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero. Stay with us.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.com, sites like that are as big as Rush Limbaugh's. That's the truth. And what is the establishment going to do I mean, there are blogs, websites that have been out there a year, not 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 like ours, or longer, brand new sites that are getting millions and millions of visitors a month. They're proliferating. And Michael Rivero, I know I'm going back into this, but I still don't think, I mean, sure, there used to be the nightly TV reports about go on the Internet, you'll be robbed, raped, and killed. You know, the Internet is where Satan lives. But people aren't buying that now. But at the same time, how is the establishment, do you think, going to attack the Internet?
Well, a couple of different ways. For one thing, a lot of the websites that are appearing now are in fact creations of public relations firms. In fact, back when Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 911 came out, there was a blog that came out and basically tried to orchestrate a campaign to terrorize theaters into not showing the movie, and it turned out that the entire blog was manufactured and created by a public relations firm that worked for the Republican Party. So there's a new term of craft out on the Internet, and that is the flog, which is a phony blog, which means a blog that's set up that pretends to be being run by a few private citizens but is in actuality connected with either a government agency or a public relations firm that is being paid money to put a blog out there that supports their client's agenda. So that's
I've had stalkers that openly told me they were being paid, and if I paid them more than they were being paid, which I said I'll pay in lead, that they'd leave me alone. And I've been told by some websites out there, and I've tracked them back and found out that they are paid for by public relations firms.
Absolutely. It's a very common practice, and they're attempting to dilute the message, but it's really not working.
People have gotten very discerning.
Yeah, and that's a really good thing, because the skeptical people are going to be a free people, and people are learning not to trust the talking heads. They're learning not to trust the really good-looking suit or the really cute-looking girl. They're learning to look at the facts and rely on their own brains to figure out what's going on. And people who are thinking for themselves cannot be misled. They can be fooled back and forth in a couple of directions, but they can't be steered and misled.
Well, once you're skeptical and really researching, you just get smarter and smarter.
Absolutely.
You're always going to make mistakes, but you get better and better. What are they going to do? I mean, they've already lost their monopoly. I'd say the alternative media has got about 30% of the spectrum now. What are they going to do in 5 years when we've got half, or in 10 years when we've got 75%? And that's what they're already trending right now. If the alternative media takes over, which it's going to do, what are they going to do?
Well, I think they're already starting to do that, and that is, and this is a really old trick that has been used before called poisoning the well. They're attempting to plant things on the blogs that are false so that they can later on point to them and embarrass them. And of course, a very good example that's happening right now is this claim about the Pentagon and a jet plane and what it was that actually hit the Pentagon, because there have been a lot of these public relations-sponsored blogs that are attempting to push the idea that whatever hit the Pentagon, it wasn't the passenger jet. And a lot of evidence has been cooked up that that tries to suggest this. But the bottom line is, if you really think about it, there's two things to keep in mind. And the first is, if you have hijacked a plane to pretend to crash it into the Pentagon and you have to get rid of that plane and the passengers anyway, why not go ahead and crash that jet into the Pentagon? What's the motive for coming up with some other kind of a swindle to that? Second of all, hundreds of witnesses saw that jet flying towards the Pentagon, and with 9/11, the World Trade Center being hit, everybody was watching for passenger planes. Hundreds of people saw that plane flying toward the Pentagon. Not one person reported seeing it fly away. Where did it go? These two questions basically establish what happened at the Pentagon, and the whole point of all of this other discussion is to try and make the whole questioning of the 9/11 story look like it's silly and kooky.
Well, Michael, let me just say this. You know, I interview, on average, about 15 people a week. I've been day one, before 9/11, talking about 9/11. Day one, you know, exposing 9/11, the controlled demolitions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get criticized if 3 years ago or 2 years ago I had a guest on talking about the Pentagon, where we're just investigating all avenues. But
mm-hmm.
I have also been criticized we've got a break. We'll be right back. And after this break, we'll come back and cover it more. But there's just so many facets to all of this. Then I end up getting criticized because I won't say that I know what happened at the Pentagon. And I won't basically accept all of the pods and the and there was no plane. It's almost like a orthodoxy. And the reason it's not in my films, not in my books, is because I said, look, I'm sticking with what I know I can prove. I've got the owner of the World Trade Center saying they blew it up. So why shouldn't I stick with Larry Silverstein saying they blew up Building 7? Why shouldn't I stick with public officials being warned not to fly? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Those are the facts that we have in hand.
All right, but at the same time, I don't want to say that everybody who buys into the Pentagon thing is a government agent running around, but that's the thing about government ops, is that they're very good at getting other people to kind of sandbag and join it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Secrets and supercomputer technology to China, some of it. I got angry. I took it serious. I sent an SOS to the world. And then when Bush took all the restrictions off, I went, wait a minute, that's bad. And neocons said, no, that's of the Lord. Shut up. I mean, literally. It's just mindlessness. You know, I'm the same as I was yesterday. Mara, I love freedom. America's being dismantled. We're talking to Michael Rivera, who's really been fighting hard for this country and just has a great track record and is one of the good guys out there in this fight. Michael Rivera, let's talk about 9/11 a little bit. I mean, now it is becoming widely accepted by a majority of Americans that the government was involved, is covering up. And we've seen the worm turn on this. Globally, the numbers are even better on that. Do you think that'll stop the globalists from carrying out other big events? And after you answer that question, tell us what you think the top two or three things are, the top two or three smoking guns proving 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, unfortunately, in answer to your first question, we're already seeing the neocons and the war hawks attempting to play the same game with Iran that they did with Iraq. They're telling the same lies, they're using the same tactics, even in the face of increasing polls saying that they are not being believed. And this basically says they're going to keep on doing the same games over and over again until somebody makes them stop.
And that means they're confident they're probably going to blow something up.
Yeah, and right now there was a memo circulating around Washington a couple of weeks ago basically laying flat out in black and white that a new terrorist attack would be a really wonderful thing because it would put George Bush back up in the polls. It would show, it would give him a chance to prove that he's a leader in a time of crisis, that it would certainly help Republican fortunes going into the 2006 election.
He could land on an aircraft carrier again and be worshipped as our leader.
Yes, he could do that all over again, or at least that's what the memo was saying. I rather doubt it myself. I personally see that there's a tremendous disconnect happening within the White House between what they think America is thinking and what's really going on. Part of it, of course, is an artifact of all the bias that's built into the polling situations right now. And we know from
But we know their think tanks are telling them they're losing because we get fragments of those. Those get released.
Yeah, but Bush may not be getting those messages. He's already said flat out that he doesn't want to be told the bad news. He doesn't.
Well, obviously, I mean, Michael, you know there's an elite behind Bush, but I would agree with you that the intel we're getting is accurate. He is even shutting off their orders now. So are they afraid to flush him, thinking he's too dangerous, or what's happening?
Well, basically what's going on is there are blockades to communication, and given the fact that they are playing the same games again in front of a very, very skeptical, questionable population, I think they're out of touch with what's really going on, and it's a very dangerous situation, because if they can convince themselves, if they're running the country on wishful thinking rather than reality, and they convince themselves that a new terror attack is going to help them, then yes, they are going to go ahead and try that again.
Well, look, I mean, I've interviewed Ron Paul for 10 years, even before he was back in Congress, and he's never talked like he's talking. He's saying world government, martial law, gun confiscation, foreign troops, concentration camps, because that's the evidence. I mean, he's talking more radical than I am, and a lot of other prominent people. Paul Craig Roberts is now going, okay, 9/11 inside job. He wouldn't say that 3 months ago. It seems like everybody really sees that we're on the razor's edge.
Yeah, they really do, but the point I'm making is I don't think the people calling the shots inside the Bush administration or his backers are that much in touch with what's going on. I think they're getting reports that are filtered from their subordinates who are right now scared to tell them bad news. And
well, that's admitted.
It's a dangerous situation.
Well, I'm sure you've read. I mean, we knew this 2 years ago from whatreallyhappened.com, but I mean, now it's even New York Daily News, which O'Reilly's calling evil propaganda when it's run by his boss Murdoch, which is funny. But even in there, Bush is flipping out, screaming at 17-year-old staffers, having frothing fits.
Yes, he's definitely he's ready for the 25th Amendment. To be very honest, unfortunately, that would just put Cheney in power, and I'm not sure that's an improvement. But I think that there's a very real possibility that they may try a new terror attack, probably somewhere along the West Coast. The question is, will he be able to get the people that will go along with it this time?
Let me stop you, Mike, because I respect your opinion. Why? Because they already did OKC in the middle. They've done the New York event. Why is that? Why you say a West Coast? Or?
That's part of it, to bring more of a sense of immediacy to the West Coast, where there's a lot of political opposition. In fact, if you're going to push me for a prediction, I would almost say to look at the Golden Gate Bridge, because that is such an icon of America, as much if not more so than the World Trade Towers. And
just because of the psychological value.
Exactly, exactly. And it's getting to be a very old bridge, and San Francisco's already in a bridge replacement mode with the Bay Bridge that are replacing
that
right now.
And they like to do things that are win-win. They do tend to blow up things that have problems.
Absolutely, just like the World Trade Center was facing this huge, huge EPA-mandated renovation that would have bankrupted Silverstein. So how lucky for him that the buildings got knocked down and he could go to the insurance company.
Well, you know, I tend to agree. I've said Golden Gate or Chicago. I've said Golden Gate, though. Well, as soon as Silverstein bought the Sears Tower, it's over for that building, folks.
Yeah.
But, and of course, we suddenly heard it was under terror threat. But going back to the Golden Gate, we're going to go to your calls in a minute, folks, I promise, from Puerto Rico to England. But looking at that, they just keep bringing it up, and they have this fetish with kind of telling us what they're going to do before they do it, and then running around talking about what geniuses they were, why they were able to predict what was going to be hit.
Well, I think a lot of it is trial balloons. I think they put these warnings out in the newspapers about anthrax or terror or Al-Qaeda, and they're trying to see what they can get traction with. And right now they're not getting any traction. So all of these advance warnings are really tests to say, oh, will the people get excited about this if it really happens?
Why do they always use Al-Zarqawi? Literally, he's been killed 10 times, captured 20. His number two has been killed 25 times. I mean, it's gotten – why do they keep using the same one and never retracting the past story?
Well, they're basically trying to create a brand for the terrorist, and they can't use Osama anymore because most people are now aware that he actually died back in December 2001. So they tried to make Zarqawi the new supervillain. It's almost like a comic book. They need a face to put on that supervillain, and Zarqawi was it. I think he's getting burned out, and I would expect they're going to try and create a new super monster that they can wave at us. But again, as you were saying earlier about scandal fatigue, we're all getting terrorist fatigue. We're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of looking at the faces that get waved at us all the time, and everybody is very, very much thinking that it's all a great big hoax and sham anyway. And, of course, this gets us back to 9/11 and the second part of your question about why there were reasons to think the government was complicit. And I'm going to give you really just the one that does it for me, and this is the one that if I'm in a debate with somebody and I ask this question, this is the one they can't answer, and this is the one that makes everybody say, boy, you've got something there. And it is this. We've all seen in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 where George Bush is sitting at Booker Elementary School and Andy Card comes in and whispers to him that the second tower has been hit by an airplane in New York. And Bush just sits there and sits there and sits there and reads about goats waiting for his speech to happen. Now, Bush's supporters have tried to explain that very strange behavior away by saying, well, he didn't want to upset the kids and so forth and so on. But the real issue is the United States Secret Service, which has one job and one job only, and that is to protect the president. So here's the situation. You have got George Bush's presence at that school in the media for 3 days ahead of time.
And they're set in a default mode that if there's a bank robbery down the road, they're going to come bring him out of there. But on that day, default mode just doesn't happen. Then Bush gets caught lying about what he was told and what he said.
Exactly. You've got it was in the papers 3 days ahead of time he was going to be there. You've got supposedly an unknown number of airplanes flying overhead crashing into targets. And you've got an airport only 4 miles away. So how does the Secret Service know that they don't need to grab him and put him in that armored limousine outside? How do they know that they weren't making targets of all those students and teachers by keeping them in that room with him? How did the Secret Service know Bush wasn't a target? The only possible answer is they knew ahead of time what the targets were going to be.
And then he says, I saw the first plane hit and said, boy, that's a bad pilot. Then he lied and said, no, I never said that. Then the Times of London releases photos of him in the green room of the school. You know, they have the TV up on the cart they push around, photos of him watching it. Then he goes back and goes, oh, yeah, I did see it. And it's just incredible.
It absolutely is, and he actually repeated that claim twice that he saw the first impact happen on TV, which of course was impossible because the video of the first impact, which was caught by accident by some documentary filmmakers,
the
Godet brothers, didn't even surface until like the next day. So that was definitely something he couldn't have been saying. But for me, the thing that makes it obvious Bush was part of this whole mess of 9/11 was him just sitting there and the Secret Service letting him sit there. Obviously, from their actions, they knew that he was safe, that he was not in any danger from an airplane coming in.
Okay, let me just say this before we go to these calls, and we're going to him here in just a moment. We're talking to Michael Rivero, the founder and the main contributor there, whatreallyhappened.com. Start your own today, folks. But I think everybody, I believe in the free press. We all should own one.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get back to 9/11 and orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
I never tried to claim that I was the first person to talk about 9/11, even though I talked about it 2 months before and then the day of the event and got kicked off radio stations and had people threatening me and everything else. And, you know, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You were one of the very first to do that, you know, to go public. And I commend you because I was watching what you did, Mike. I've seen a lot of other people, though, who are Johnny-come-latelys who then try to set the parameters of the debate. And any of those people that want to criticize you for exercising your opinion that the Pentagon was hit by a plane, you know, they shouldn't get so upset then because they have their view that people like you are bad because you say that. I leave it open. I choose to basically, other than a few interviews, ignore the subject. You brought it up because I don't think you can prove it either or. It's one of these black holes. A lot of convincing evidence for it, a lot of convincing evidence against it. Looks like something just made to be basically a big, you know, please don't throw me in the briar patch to the tar baby. So, but then there's the clear disinfo stuff where Barbara Olson's been found alive. Everybody's going to be indicted. You know, I'm evil because I don't believe holograms really hit the towers. I mean, then we get into the real la-la land, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, they were even trying to drag up the Apollo moon landings didn't really happen. They tried to get that one onto the net a couple of months ago. It's almost laughable. It's like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for anything that they can use to basically delay the formation of a public consensus as to what really happened. Pardon the shameless plug right there. And again, these are tactics that intelligence agencies have been using since the height of the Cold War, and I actually think that that has been their biggest mistake because a lot of these agencies are trying to play the information game by the rules that worked back in the days of broadcast media and published newspapers. They have not really adapted to the realities of the Internet and its interactivity and its distributed authorship. And that's why I think they're not succeeding.
Well, I mean, if they had 100 million disinfo people on the web, they could, but they can't counter hundreds of millions of people on the web.
No, they absolutely can't. They don't have the resources.
Well, let's go ahead and take a call here. I've got to move quickly here. Eddie and then Jose and then Pat and then Gary and then Nathan. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in England. Eddie, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm sorry that... what I have to say is not to do with...
it's okay. Go ahead, sir.
It's to do with the parallels of what is happening here in Europe and what is happening there in the United States.
Well, that's why you know it's the same social engineers above these puppets of Blair and Bush, because it's even the same programs with the same names, the exact same operation.
Yes, exactly.
So you really got to speak up or we're not going to be able to have you on.
Sorry?
You need to get right up on the phone or we can't have you on.
Oh, can you not hear me?
I can hear you now a little bit.
Oh, I do apologize. The program preceding yours, Derry Brown, he had a guest that we're talking about people coming in from the from Mexico, and they just found out that the states of the United States are now going to be turned into regions. And that is what has happened already here in Britain.
And then they give the governmental power to the regional bureaucrat who isn't even elected.
Exactly so. Exactly so.
Yeah, that's globalism, globalization. Michael Rivero, you want to comment on this?
We have been seeing that for quite some time. From the federal level, the country's actually broken up into just 10 regions, which correspond to the first digit of the zip code. And so this has actually been underway for quite some time. When this country was started, the states were supposed to have all the power, and the federal bureaucracy existed only to handle national defense and arbitrate disputes. But clearly we have seen a trend where the power is centralized in Washington, D.C., and the state governors and state legislatures are almost becoming vestigial and symbolic.
And they're fools, because even if they're power-mad nutcases, they should still not, with a one-time vote because a lobbyist gave them a donation, go pass a law in the legislature irreparably irrevocably giving over their authority to some unelected board.
Absolutely, but unfortunately Congress has been continually giving away their own power through the years, which has allowed the presidency to gain these almost, pardon the word, dictatorial powers.
But I agree with you that we've seen an acceleration of the looting, and thank you for the call, Eddie. Sorry, we got to move on. Thanks for holding. We've seen an acceleration of the looting, showing that even they know the end is near of this current paradigm. Jose in Puerto Rico, welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Thanks for holding.
It's been a long time to call your show. I just want to talk about the draft.
That's something Mr. Rivero is obsessed with. Go
basically,
ahead.
Basically, como, I just say, if you speak Spanish, how you doing? ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Alex, another question. They're talking about the draft because the reason why the draft is basically being secret is because they're saying that it might be that Congress is going to basically protect the rich if the draft ever comes back because there's going to be plenty of scapegoats to protect the rich. And
well,
it's not going to be 50-50 even Steven when the draft comes back. They're basically targeting mostly minorities. They're basically poor whites.
Yeah, it's always going to be selective.
Latinos, you know what I'm saying? Because basically, you know, I live in New York and I got a home in Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying? And also, here in Puerto Rico, there's been instances where I saw your video, Beyond Trees, and also, by the way, I saw the pictures of the video on your website. And that's a wake-up call video we showed to a class lecture here in Puerto Rico to a lot of Puerto Rican brothers here on the island.
And they've used a lot of that down there on that island.
And also, ever since the island of Vieques has been closed, there's been instances of uranium where a lot of the women were being born when children, are deformed here in the island. There's been cases like that here because ever since the Navy stopped bombing taxes here on the island.
Yes, sir. Do you have a question or anything for the guest?
I just want to say, there's been, do you think basically this is going to be an outbreak? Do you think this will be some sort of an outbreak in the country, if this keeps continuing the way we are right now, by any chance?
I am hopeful that we're going to see the present situation resolve itself the way the old USSR did, which is to simply collapse of its own corruption with very little violence.
That's what Ron Paul said. He said that could really happen. That's what a lot of our experts are saying. Thank you for the call from Puerto Rico. Call me back when I have more time. Two more final calls on the other side.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I should have been announcing this all day. We're going back to 3215. It's not 3210, it's 3215 on WWCR for the second and third hour from 9 to midnight. So 10 and 11 o'clock. 3215 in the first hour on 5.765. And the second and third hour will be simulcasting for the time being at 5.765. So all 3 hours will be on 5.765. And I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates from Austin, Texas, to Chicago, Illinois, from Kansas City, Missouri, to San Diego, California, to Pensacola, Florida, to Niagara Falls, New York. Just there's so many of them. I'm so thankful. It's so amazing. I want to jam two final calls in for Michael Rivero, and I may have to have him on for an hour and a half once a month. An hour is just not enough after ads and the rest of it. Briefly, though, it is the holiday season. It is Christmas. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and support us. I hope you'll get the great videos and books on tape and T-shirts we've got. T-shirts normally $20, $9.95. DVDs normally $25, some of them $5.95 apiece. And these are only going to the first of the year. We're talking, what, 30, 40% off for, I forget, it's a massive discount for a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv and all the films and the books and the weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. So your one-stop shop for the holidays, be sure and check it out and expose these murdering terrorists. Michael Rivero, are you game to take a couple final calls here?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess it's Gary in Ohio. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I talked to you before, and you said we had to talk about, you know, for longer, maybe 10 minutes, but I know we won't get that chance today. I do want to plug my website because I got a lot of your stuff on there.
Sure. Go ahead and plug your site, sir.
Okay. It's takeoverworld.info.
Takeoverworld.info. Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm not selling anything on there at all.
Sir, I don't care. I mean, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. But I do have it's I have your site on there. I have Michael's. I have some video and some audio. I love your stuff beyond the left-right political divide. If I would have known more about you guys, if I would have seen American Dictators, I'd have never campaigned for Kerry. But I also have a lot of leftist stuff on there, like Michael Parenti and some things like that. But near the top of the page, I have Meet the Founder of Al-Qaeda, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yes, he did found Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and all the way through, every single president, all the way through Bush, from Carter through Bush. So it really doesn't matter. Left, I mean, Democrats, Republicans, it really, really...
Yeah, let me get a quick comment, though. And you do have to call earlier someday. We can talk more. I'm sorry to all the callers. But Michael Rivero, yeah, Brzezinski, even before the Soviets invaded, founded Al-Qaeda to get them to attack the Soviets to elicit the response.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a little part of the Afghanistan history that most people are not aware of, is the Soviet invasion was in response to U.S. Agitation within Afghanistan, and that's how that whole disaster sort of cranked up. But your caller is absolutely correct. This is not a problem that relates to any one particular party. Both parties are equally corrupt, and both parties are equally guilty in promoting these wars.
Well, look at Hillary running around shilling for the war. That shows they're desperate.
Absolutely, and she was in Israel a couple of weeks ago there saluting them left and right. So it basically shows where the political allegiances in this country are really focused right now.
I promise to get to this final caller. Thank you for the call there. Let's go now to the last caller that I can go to. Nathan in Austin, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to make a request of you. I needed to speak with you in person today. It is absolutely urgent.
Well, yes. Sir, you need to send me an email at tips@infowars.com. You need to send me some information. I can't just meet with everybody that wants to meet with me. I'm sorry. Sir, we'll put you on hold. Nathan, you've been holding for hours. That's why I went to you. I don't normally make people hold that long. And I'll go to you as soon as the show ends in a second. Put Nathan on hold. Michael Rivero, I want to thank you, sir, for spending an hour with us, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
My pleasure, and look forward to doing it again next month.
You bet. Take care. All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. And we really appreciate all of you tuning in. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.